Hami Tafaiti is with us today. Ngati Kakamuniki wired up a Tamaki Nui Arua Settlement Trust Chair. It's been a long process, but of course you're aware now that they're proud to finally have achieved their settlement with the Crown. Hami, tēnā koe, ko Dale tēnei?
Tēnā koe, ko Dale.
Tēnā koe.
Thanks for having me on.
Looking at some pictures of you, Hami, when you had brown hair back in the day. Yes, mate, you'd look, and you've got a fairly decent crop of hair anyway now, mate.
It was red.
It was, well, actually, now you say it, it is. It is a little bit more red than brown. Hey, good on you.
Yeah.
I say that too with respect, Hami, because settlements, getting them across the line, sadly can take decades, and even more sadly, I guess, some of the notable people who've pushed claims forward aren't there to see the settlement. And it reminds us, as Tangata Whenua, we're bit part players in the very long game. So congratulations on what you've been able to achieve, Hami. With that corridor in mind, what stands out most for you that you've been able to sit down and come to some agreement with the Crown?
Yes, what you just said, Dale, is so true, and we're not unique to anybody, to our, you know, a number of other iwi, I imagine. It has been a long time coming, over 30 years since the first claims for the Wairarapa Tamaki Nui Arua area, Rohe, were lodged. The Waitaki Tribunal heard our claims in 2004, 2005, and then we received the Waitaki Tribunal report 5 years later in 2010. And from about the end of the hearings in 2005, we began putting a negotiation or settlement strategy together, mandating and having those discussions. We've got a big draw here. It's the biggest in inquiry area district in the North Island. It's 40% of Ngāti Pahumanu, of the geographically, population wise, we're not there. We're not so high, but so it is. It's a huge task for all part, you know, all of us to get to the point where we are today. I suppose the part stands out to me. It's been an arduous, long and arduous journey. I think I've described it as that, but it's been quite tortuous for our people, especially in the last few years. We've been I think treading water and pretty heavy seas when the sort of new type of resumption cases came on the scene, and that's where things have been held up for since 2018, when we actually ratified our settlement, and the Crown wouldn't sign it because the Waitaki Tribunal had agreed to an urgency hearing for two of our claimants within our rohe who wanted to do their receive their own settlement, I guess. I mean, so I can only describe it in that way. And so it's been a very difficult last 4 years. And it's something that we're finally able, and the government. It's been good, Dale, that the Supreme Court judgment came out before, the government decided, or Parliament decided in the end to pass our settlement into law. So it is something that been a lot of people involved in this journey and around the negotiations. People, politicians like Rob Mark, and others, it's something that we now can hopefully all move on from. It's caused, the process, particularly in these last 4 or 5 years, caused some disunity, and it's obviously something that we want to work to overcome.
Yeah, well,
in the very near future.
Yeah, well, you're never going to get everyone on board. I was going to touch on that too, to be honest, Tommy. You need a particular personality type to stay focused in tribal affairs, because you've got critics firing shots all the time at you. You almost need to have a very thick skin here, and I don't want to understate the personal toll that it can take on people, and the thick skin that you need to develop in order to be a tribal negotiator. I guess you can reflect on that, and know that you're never going to bring everybody along at the same time, at the same speed.
I think there's probably some of that, Dale, but I think I've been involved with this for a very. I was involved. I actually was part of the original lodging. I was on the committee when the Y85, which is the Waitaka Water incorporation, came was lodged. We lodged that. And I was the chair of the Wairarapa Mauna Trust at the time. At the same time, and we lodged the first Wairarapa claim, which was by 97. So I've been around for a very long time and seen all the all the politics, if you like, people coming and going. We've had all of them. All of us have been unified at some point. In this journey, and particularly post the receiving of the Waitangi Tribunal report. So we put it, all of us, with no exception, have been involved in defining the journey that we should take on, in terms of the leadership of our iwi, to achieve, a comprehensive outcome for our people. So I think partly you're right, but also, and certainly there is a need for that. But I've seen, from an overall perspective, and we've been through a lot of the issues that why it was important to maintain our position and achieve this settlement, which was negotiated as part of that process. I mean, the thing about those resumption applications, it's new, Dale. I think that's, you've got to accept that. We're in that's a pretty new environment. In the past, the tribunal was said, go away and sort of amongst yourselves. But, that's changed in the last, in the time that we've been finishing off our settlement. And so it's a dynamic that we've had to deal with. But, it'll go on and on. I mean, the tribunal called it an iterative process of getting to a point where all these, parties, all of us can agree. But it's actually a learning process and still is. And, I think that, we're our people. It's a big ask for our people to, after this long, to then be expected to carry on being part of a new and learning process. I think, it doesn't take a lot of thick skin to understand it.
Well, I know that there'll be more to report on too as the Pauākane situation resurfaces in 2023, but that's not unexpected. Congratulations on getting this one across the line, and all the best going forward, Harmi. I look forward to talking with you next year and seeing how the people or the iwi from Kākunuki Wairarapa, Tamaki Nui Aroa, how you structure the plans for Apopo. Good to talk with you again, Hami. All the best to you and yours for festive season, Hami.
Yeah, same to you and all the listeners. Thank you.
Tēnā koe.